on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. You're with Paul McIntyre.
There's a very good reason why I was out in the garden this weekend. Well, okay, yes, there's probably several good reasons. Apart from the exercise benefits, to begin with, I needed to tend to my tomatoes. And this is because of the great ABC Radio Tomato Off, where the challenge is to grow two tomato plants that have been supplied. I don't actually know, none of us know what kind of tomatoes they are. But then, once the tomatoes have fruited, we have to turn the fruit into a tasty sauce. Also, and yes, there's no escaping it, there was my chicken issues. And what better person to talk to about both tomatoes and chooks than Costa, host of Gardening Australia. Costa, just to fill you in a little bit and bring you up to speed with everyone else, the weekend before last, my partner and I got some chickens, but we didn't know to put them in the hen house first. They are safe in their enclosure with plenty of room to peck around, and they go into the hen house to lay eggs. But I guess the question I'm asking is, will they eventually move into the hen house?
I think the fact that they're laying in there is good, because that means that you have access to the eggs, because I know plenty of people that let their chickens free range and then they never see any eggs, and they have to go on, let's say, well, not goose chases, but they have to go on hen egg hunts to find that secret location, or watch diligently from afar and say, where's she off to find them? So you have chooks that are understanding of comfort. They're understanding of the B&B idea that you know, it is accommodation. And look, they'll come in there when, you know, it's wet and really windy. And, you know, if the worst comes to the worst, well, you just need to corral them and bring them in there.
So what should we have done when we first got home? Should they have gone straight into the hen house and been locked up overnight?
Well, look, I suppose that just builds a routine, and that probably would have been a good option, because they'll find somewhere safe in their eyes. So they'll climb trees and basically roost up above the ground, because they know that innately they know that there's predators, so they'll find a position that they feel safe in. And in that case, you know, they've just gone, there's some nice branches, or there's a bit of thick undergrowth where we feel kind of safe. We'll just go there. But nothing to stop you from just encouraging them in there. It might require a little bit of running around, but you can take that as part of your gymnastics. It involves pace off the mark. It involves the reach, the twist, all those kind of gym moves that a personal instructor will gladly charge you, you know, $60, $80, $100 an hour. Whereas the chickens, they're offering it to you free of charge, you know, because they'll stop, they'll start, you're going to have to accelerate, you're going to have to brake. It's going to require, you know, core body management. The thighs are going to get burnt because you've got to brake quickly and bend and twist. And, you know, out of this, who knows, the chiro or the osteo could well benefits. So you're doing a community service in changing this habit. So I feel like the chickens are really adding to the local economy, because, you know, there could be bumps, bruises, bark off as you develop these skills to get them in.
It probably doesn't help that I'm possibly one of the most uncoordinated people in Christendom.
I think that's even better, because if there's any good local videographers out there, they can put a camera. You know, this could be viral. This could be viral material, seeing you come a cropper, going backwards, sliding, coming up covered in quality compost deposits. You know, you can scrape off and put in the compost bin. I'm loving this. I want to see a live cam, because I think regardless of any other competition within your group, I think this could be the one where you just are a standout.
Costa, in terms of, I suppose, basic health care, now that these chooks have arrived, they're part of my life now, what are the things I should be thinking of and looking out for?
Well, I suppose you want to look out for areas where they frequent, like particularly the coop, you don't want that to be wet and muddy so that their feet are constantly exposed to moisture. You want to look at that coop and ensure that it is draft-proof so that come the cooler months, they can get in there and be nice and warm at night. You want to make sure that your bedding material is clean so that when they do lay, they lay into clean straw rather than laying into, you know, any droppings, because once that dropping is exposed on the shell, it starts to absorb it, and you know your egg quality, you know, you need to have those eggs a lot quicker because it passes through. So you want to make sure that the hygiene around the floor, you know, you're constantly, you know, you can do a deep litter where you constantly add straw to that, and then as that has some time on the ground, you can clear that out and use that as a valuable base for your compost. And so it comes out of the chicken coop, it's then used, it's a carbon material, it's a brown additive for your compost, but it also has the manure in it, which will help activate it along as well. If you make sure that, ensure that they get access to a feed that, you know, supplements the minerals and anything else that they're getting by digging around in your garden and any other scraps that they're getting. So give them a nice mix, expose them to food scraps so that they can get into that, but don't leave the food scraps around all night because that could attract vermin. So what's a good idea is if you put the food into an area where that's where they know that food's going to go, you could set up a compost bin there so that whoever puts them away at night can just rake up any leftover food, put it into a compost bin that has wire wrapped under its base to prevent any vermin getting in there. And that way you get a compost right there on the spot that you can add your brown material from the floor and your food scraps that aren't eaten. Those sorts of things just build up a hygiene regime that will look after them without that amplifying into any possible problems.